The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And he joins us each and every Tuesday, for the most part, on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line in Chicago, calling the Braves and Cubs on TBS. Tonight, it's Jeff Francoeur on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Jeff, we'll talk about that matchup momentarily, but you were busy last night as well with Kirk Cousins during your Pure Athlete podcast. How did that go?
Man, it was great. He was phenomenal. Bringing the truth and it was awesome. He brought his whole family. And I think that's the cool thing is, you know, a lot of people are guarded about certain stuff. I think it's cool to see very open about, you know, his wife and two kids and kind of where they're from and what they believe and being a part of the community. So I thought that was really cool. His boys, one had a Falcon shirt on and one had a Brave shirt. So, they covered all the bases, that's for sure.
Jeff, you and I texted a little bit last night, and the one thing that we certainly agreed on, it feels like there's an adult in the quarterback room now, and that will do nothing but help this team, correct?
You know, absolutely. And I think, you know, an adult, a leader, his dad, you know, was a preacher growing up, and I thought it was really cool some of the stuff he said. And he said one of the biggest piece of his advice, even to his kids, is, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I love that saying. I think that's so cool because he kept talking about how, you know, he wants his boys to learn how to have grit, how to, you know, work through things. And, you know, he made a great point. He's like, I've been booed. I've been traded. I've been, you know, drafted in the fourth round, the last quarterback. And, you know, yet I'm still here standing and doing this. So I think it's a lot of what he was able to talk about last night comes down to grit and hard work.
And Jeff, I think that also applies to the guy we saw pitching late last night for the Braves, Chris Sale. I mean, it's well documented, the injuries, the trials and tribulations. And now, you know, knock on wood, he'll tell you the first thing too. It's a humbling game, but he's better than ever right now.
Man, and I, you know, you see he's pitching with an edge, man. Like, again, you wondered if the health was going to hold up. I think that was the big key. But, you know, Alex and them obviously have felt that. And when they did, they got a guy who, again, he's pitching with an edge. He's pitching with, you know, a chip on his shoulders to show that he's still very good and still very relevant in this game. And let me tell you, man, after that first game, I called the first game yesterday. And you're sitting there, and, I mean, you're cruising, right? 5-0, it seemed. You knock Dylan Cease out of the game after four innings, and you're just feeling like, man, this is going exactly how we planned. And just to turn the way it did, you know, it could have been very easy to kind of, you know, go the other way last night in that second game and feel sorry for yourself, man. But Chris Sale just put the team on his back, him and Marcell Ozuna, and kind of said, you know, we're going to win this one. And I thought it was a big win coming into this road trip.
Yeah, Jeff, what I like is we're not talking about his personality, the February conversation. We're talking about he's got pitching under his belt now. And he talked about being healthy this offseason, what it might mean. But they were only words. It's not that you didn't believe him, but they were only words until he's gone out and what he's done. He's a Cy Young 2-month candidate right now in the National League is what he is.
Yeah, and I agree, right? You can say all the right things. I feel great. I'm healthy. You know, we've heard that so many times. You know, the old adage, my favorite saying and everything is when someone comes to spring training, I'm in the best shape of my life. You know, like, I mean, how many times do we hear that? But for him to actually go out there and do this and put up the numbers every 5-6 days, you know, now you're kind of in that thing like, man, he was not lying that he felt good.
And you're hoping a guy bounces back as opposed to his last start, Charlie Morton against Javier Assad. We see that guy again, and I don't think a lot of Braves fans want to see him. This is the matchup you're going to be calling tonight on TBS.
Yeah, and I feel good about this one. Look, we said it last week in the first inning. I mean, what Tauchman hit, I think, the second pitch out of the game. That was a four-man booth we did. But when you shut out a team, especially a good team like the Cubs in the big leagues, two straight nights, man, I always say, I don't care who's pitching that third day. You feel bad for them because guys are just, I mean, they're fighting for their lives, doing everything. So I just think that was one of those things where Charlie, look, I think Charlie's pitched pretty darn good this year. And again, I think with where you look at him on the depth chart, you know, if you were in a playoff series now, you know, he's your number four. And so I think for Charlie to be able to kind of do what he's done, all you're asking for him is go give us 5 to 6 good, solid innings. And I think he'll do that tonight. I think he'll bounce back and have a good outing.
You know, a lot of times we watch a basketball game and you watch one team play well and the other team plays poorly. But at halftime, they're only up 6. And you go, Philly has not played a tough schedule. But I'll give them credit. Who they've lined up, they've knocked down. What do you think about the idea that the only 500-plus team they faced were the Braves? And if that's truly a thing, are we okay that they maybe didn't take advantage of this and they're not up 10 games at this point? Because they certainly have been beating up on lessers.
They have. I mean, you know what? That, I'll be honest with you. The last 2-3 years, that's what they haven't done. If you remember looking at the Phillies' record against the Marlins last year and stuff, the last 2 years, they've not been able to take advantage where the Braves have taken advantage in the division. And this year you're seeing the Phillies do it. So, again, look, it's so early in the season for me. I know it's, what, 40, 45 games in now. And kudos to the Phillies. They have done exactly what they were built to do. With that being said, I totally agree. I mean, they have not played the schedule that the Braves had. They've not had to deal with those type teams yet. And so that's why you keep playing, right? You keep going out there. You keep winning ball games. And you feel like that will turn at some point. And, you know, look, the Braves went to Seattle. They went to L.A. You know, this will be playing the Cubs twice now, you know. So, I mean, they have played the Guardians, you know. They've played division-leading teams, whereas the Phillies haven't yet. But like you said, the Phillies did exactly what they were supposed to do in those games. But still, we will see as the competition gets better.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
I don't know who would have been. Maybe it was Strasburg. I don't know who would have been the closest to Paul Skeens. Could I play a cut for you? They were talking to him. Now, he did what he did, and I don't know if you saw the no-hit stuff, the strikeout stuff that he had the other day. Were you able to see that?
I did.
Okay.
It was impressive.
All right, so they had asked him, because he's going to go up against against the Cubs. Here, tell me what you think of this kind of moxie for a guy who's got two major league starts.
Well, I remember in spring you told me that a lot of teams really only had your college stuff to go off of, but now they have a sample size at AAA and now at this level as well. How do you think you're looking forward to that challenge of the way hitters might be adjusting to you and having that chess match throughout the game?
I mean, go ahead and adjust. Good luck. I'm ready for it.
Go ahead and adjust. Good luck. That's moxie driven. Two
starts.
That's
the attitude you have to have, right?
I think you got to have that. I don't know if I'd say it personally. I think there's ways to motivate yourself with. I think you can think that when you're out on the mound, right?
Yeah, just
but
don't
I
say it out loud.
You, man, yeah, exactly. And I'll say, dude, the guy's got tons of talent, and I'm sure he's going to be a great pitcher. But as I always say, man, be careful. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you say, because these are some good major league hitters out there, and they can put some stuff. You know, I always say this, right? Yes, his fastball is elite, but think about Strasburg. He came up and was throwing 100. He had to change how he pitched pretty quick. If you think you're just going to live on fastballs thrown by big league hitters, you let them see it a couple times, they're going to make adjustments. So, look, I think he's got incredible stuff. He's got three really good pitches. But, you know, I mean, that's calling it out right there. I mean, yeah. Say what you want to say, right?
But he said it, and I don't think he blinked once he said it. Real quick, did you have a gun in high school? When you threw, obviously, and I know you pitched in the majors. What would the gun say about you? Like, I have no idea. How hard did you throw in high school?
I remember the state championship, them telling me when I threw it last year, I was like 94, 95 is kind of what I was hitting on the gun. You know, I don't know how all that goes. You know, that's one thing I can't stand now, especially even you go to 12U games, man, and people got the guns back there on these kids. They're trying to, you know, even in softball, you know, this girl hits 52, you know, and I'm like, really? At 9 years old? You know, like, we care about that? So, you know, my whole thing is, you know, just pitch, just play, just do it. And, but, you know, I mean, I threw hard. I always say this, I threw 54 pitches in the state championship in the sixth and seventh inning in both games one and two. And I threw 52 fastballs, one pitch out and a curveball that went about 22 feet. So that was my pitch selection.
So you bullied people. I mean, seriously, you were a high school bully.
I did in high school, right? You can bully in high school. At the end of the day, now, bowling at the big league level, that can be a little different.
So we saw Ronald Acuna Jr. lose that ball in the lights. We talked to Adam Duvall about losing the ball in left field in the lights. How often does that happen at the major league level? Perhaps more often than we think?
Yeah, it's always that mid-level fly ball. I will say that. Like, and it's a hopeless feeling, man. I remember as a Met one time in Washington, bases loaded, two outs, and that happened to me in right field, man. And you hate it because it's, your pitcher makes the pitch. He did everything he's supposed to do. But, man, when that ball gets in the lights, it's kind of like even just bright in the sun. I don't care if you got your glasses on. If it goes dead in the sun, you're screwed. And, you know, so, again, you'd rather have the hard line drive or the high fly ball. It's that mid-level fly ball that is kind of right in the light area. And, again, you do the best you can, but at times there's just not a whole lot you can do.
Hey, will you ever you ever get a rain out in Chicago, like one of those afternoon games? I told a story. We went across the street to Murphy's on a rain out. Mark Grace is in there with McCray. What was his first name?
Brian McCray?
Was it Brian McCray who played for the Cubs?
Yeah. Elson?
Yeah. Yeah, they're sitting in Murphy's drinking after they're dragging on heaters in the back area at Murphy's after there was a rain out. I mean, is that sort of something that happens if you get a rain out during the day?
I don't know if they do that anymore. I will say this. I was not, smoking a heater, but I definitely have had a few beers there after a game. I definitely can confirm that. So, again, you know, this is a great city to have fun in the summer and enjoy. And, you know, it stinks kind of when you have the night day like this, and especially because of the doubleheader last night, the guys really can't enjoy, you know, the good food here at night, you know, Braves been lucky, man. We've come here so many times on the weekends, usually, that you get a good schedule, but, you know, this year, not so much.
Every stadium has sight lines. I don't know if it's cool or not. When you look up to where people are sitting on those rooftops, I mean, that is unique. Is that sort of like you get a little jazzed up when you realize that there are people outside the building watching you too?
Yeah. And that built up and got going so quick too. And so that's the cool thing, right? Like, I mean, this is such a just cool place to play. And, you know, you talk to different guys about it. You know, you always hear, what are the couple places you're always looking forward to play when you get called up? And, you know, old Yankee Stadium was in there when I got called up. It was that Fenway and Wrigley just because of the history and doing it. And of course, you know, now with Wrigley, you know, look, they redid the dugouts, different stuff. So locker room, so it is more comfortable in there. So it's really cool. I'm glad they did it and not tore it down and built a new one because, you know, they redid the locker rooms, man. The Cubs home locker room is unbelievable. I mean, it's like 100 yards long down underneath, but it is it's such a cool place to play and so much history. So it's always fun when you can come here.
All right, Jeff, 7:40 first pitch tonight here on The Fan and The Fan app. You're calling the game for the national audience to see on TBS. We appreciate the time. Have a good call, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, is there a way that people can hear the Kirk Cousins podcast, and how would that happen?
Yes, so we are actually going to release it next week, next Wednesday. So I'll have something on Instagram and get y'all, you know, try to get them on maybe with y'all and just kind of talk about the event. It was really cool. Like I said, again, I mean, we talk real quick, guys, about the definition of a pure athlete, and Kirk Cousins fits that to a mold. I mean, he was outstanding, and you know, so glad and honored he could do it for
us. Yeah, no pressure. Just have him on Friday. Friday about 12:20.
Yeah, no problem.
Friday
guys.
About 12:20. Thank you.
See if you can pencil that in. Have a good call tonight, like we said, Jeff. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jeff Rancour on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.